For our meditation, we will look into John chapter 3, 19 and 20. From NLT we are reading, and the judgment is based on this fact: God's light came into this world, but people loved the darkness more than the light, for their actions were evil. We see that it is mentioned as the judgment is based on this fact that the light came into this world, but people loved the darkness more than the light. So here we read, and the judgment is based on the fact. What is the judgment? The judgment is people loved the darkness more than the light. That is the judgment. And what is the fact? The fact is, for their actions were evil. See, there are two parts in this verse. The verse goes to the same, based on this fact. So the judgment is based on this fact. The judgment is people love the darkness more than the light. That's the judgment. And what is the fact? For their actions were evil. Why? What is the fact that they did not come to the light? Is actually their actions were evil. In the 20th verse also, again we see, all who do evil hate the light and refuse to go near the light. That is the judgment. And then the fact is that for the fear that their sins will be exposed. So we have a tendency when we have sin in us that is it a problem? Should I use the other one? So here we see that we hate to go near the light. Why? Because for fear their sins are exposed. The problem is that we have sins hidden. We have sins hidden unless we have the true repentance. The true repentance helps God to conquer our heart. Then once God conquers our heart, all, even the smallest of the sins will be exposed, because God is there in every part of our heart. He is controlling us. He is having the dominion, the reign upon us. So the reason is that we have hidden sins. We have hidden sins in us. Many of the time we will act as if there is no hidden sins, but only the light of God will reveal the exact sinfulness of our heart. So we shall look into an example with regard to Saul, King Saul. In 1 Samuel 15:23, we read that rebellion is a sinful witchcraft and stubbornness as bad as worshipping idols. So because you have rejected the command of the Lord, he has rejected you as king. In the 24th verse, Saul admits to Samuel, "Yes, I have sinned. I have disobeyed your instructions and the Lord's command, for I was afraid of the people and did what they demanded. 25th verse, but now please forgive my sin and come back with me so that I may worship the Lord. Here in these verses we see that he has committed a sin. He has committed a sin and he has disobeyed the Lord's command. So we see that the Lord's command is broken. But how much importance he is giving for the Lord's command? He says, Samuel, forgive my sin and come back with me. He is not seeking forgiveness. He says that, come back with me. Forgive my sin is not important. The important verse is, come back with me so that I may worship the Lord. The sin is diluted there. Diluted. But now, please forgive my sin and come back. One time, one of the person who used all kind of some bad words at me, and I did not utter a word that time when he used the bad word. So I just kept mum. But the very next day, he thought it was wrong, and he sent me a message. And then he sent me a message that it is good for Christians that we forgive and go forward. I was actually wondering with that particular words, because he was asking me to forgive and to go forward. That's very much understandable, but when it is me, then God will not forgive. So the understanding that God has given us is much higher than what we read here. Forgive me and come back. So here, forgive me has got no importance. Then, the next verse, as Samuel turned to go, Saul tried to hold him back and tore the hem of his robe. We see that Samuel turned to go. Saul tried to hold him back. How did he? You just imagine. You know what is the height of Saul? He's very tall. If he's standing here, you can see from any place. So that was his height. And he holds Samuel back and asks to come with him. You understand? It is like coercion. Samuel looks at him like this. See the height. And he understands that he's a king, he's got power, and he tore the hem of his robe. So he made sure that he come along with him. He made sure that Samuel will go with him. So in the 28th verse, the Lord immediately, Samuel said, the Lord has stolen the kingdom of Israel from you today and has given it to someone else. In the 30th verse, he says again, I know I have sinned, but please at least honor me before the elders of my people and before Israel by coming back with me so that I may worship the Lord your God. How can he worship the Lord your God? My question is, how he can worship the Lord his God? He says that if he is having this kind of a heart, what kind of a worship he is going to give? And what kind of a God accepts that worship? It is a God made by him alone. Only that God will hear him. Our God is not like that. Our God is a holy God. He will not give any kind of importance for any people, even with Abraham. Abraham, how many times he said, I have a son, that is enough for me. But he never gave. He said, I am not a man pleaser. So our God is not a man pleaser. So it is very important to know how we confess to God. It is very important that how we confess to God. There shouldn't be any condition, because our God is holy. Otherwise, we have to make an idol who accepts that. So beware that for us, when we confess, what kind of a confession that we are doing. So let us look into certain things that we normally do. What happens is, in our daily life, if you look at it, as I try to hide my sin, 3 days it took, and the third day, so the same way, what we do to hide, the first day, second day, and the third day comes, the sin is no more a sin. So when your adversary is right in front of you, God says that, go and get even with him. That is what God says. So do not protect the sin by giving some reasons. Now, we have to think that how did Saul come to that, to have that kind of a heart? Because his understanding of who God is did matter. Now, it happens to us also. How much time that we are spending, how much valuable time that we are spending in our family, with our children, how much time is it that we are able to spend with our children, or the time that we spend for our job and to make our wealth is a matter. You will create gods. When we do that, we will create gods. The other thing is that if you are giving importance for the children, with regard to the children, that they are having, if you are having the children, if you are giving importance for the children to be competitive in this world, like tuition, training. Friday they have a tuition, they don't come to the church. What kind of a God that we are worshiping? If they have a tuition, not class, and if they have some training, some sports, all these things are reasons that they don't come to the church. They skip the worship. And if they skip this worship, how much time do they spend in the house? When they come back, how much time? It's a question I'm asking. And nowadays, see, the problem is, one of the pastor's son became a speaker for Keralite, where we have the problem in, I'm not spelling out everything. He is the speaker for the other party. Now he quotes the biblical words according to his whims and fancies, and he says that this triune God is wrong, and they sent him to contradict us. But still, truth is truth. But that is a problem. Now the pastor's son has gone astray, and now he's the enemy. So see the problem. The crime rate amongst the children, it is going up, because we are not giving the time to them. They deserve our time. Their eyes are prone to sensuality and crime. See how much they are exposed to the sin. See the visuals, what they are viewing. If you see, they don't want to see the normal visuals. They want to see the visuals that is more realistic. See, if it is blood flowing, they want to see that blood, real blood, coming up. This is the mentality of the children. Their thinking has gone violent because they are seeing their visuals. They are seeing all these kind of things, and they are irrational. When I saw WWF at the age of probably 20, 21, for me, I could not see that. It was very, very difficult. It was very difficult for me to see that WWF. But when I came here, one of our family members' children, they are seeing continuously WWF. And they don't have any problem in seeing that. They are being thrown left, right, and right and center. And they are able to see that. And they enjoy. So this is the situation. When you go and tell them, see, Baba, you should not see this, these kind of things. He said, Uncle, in which world are you? This is the situation. We are bringing up a society where there are no fathers. Because in the Western world, most of the families, the family relationship is disintegrated. Now, with the Eastern culture also, we see that people are busy with business, travel, meetings, and all these kind of things. Now, for our Christian mothers, now they have taken up the jobs on Sundays. In Western countries, Sundays you get two times or three times. So they work, take a holiday in the middle, and Sundays they skip for money. This is a situation. That is a situation. Our culture, we are following the Western culture, now the marriages are getting separated within the Pentecostal church. Before it was not there. Now they cannot even adjust even for a month. Within a month they get divorced. So who will take the responsibility? The responsibility lies with us. Now, if we are not able to guide our children, a fatherless society is being brought. Who they are prone to crime. Most of the mothers, when they come to the court, they say that, no, my son will not do. He's a child that he will not even harm even an insect. But literally, he's done the murder. I have talked to 3-4 families, and they all said the same. I don't know how did he do that. He was such a person. How did it happen? When a child commits sin, he does not know that it is a sin, because our present standard is now within the culture is totally deteriorated. The sin is, the meaning of sin, the understanding of sin is now not like before. That the sins which were before we considered as sin, now it is not. So the truth of the Bible is alien for the subject, alien subject for the parents. You know, one time we were talking to a family, a Pentecostal, and he was asking, they called Chetta Chetta. Chetta Chetta, this Mary Magdalene is Jesus' mother, no? It's a Pentecostal church, Pentecostal believer. Can you imagine? What? We have lost everything, brethren. Now, who is going to correct you? Who will take the stance? Who will take the stance? Where are we heading to? We are not seeking the glory. We are not seeking are we not seeking the glory of the world for the riches? We are. Now, when we consider all this criteria in life, we are protecting our sins, which is within me. We are a part of a society that has no confession for sins. Just let us look into David. David in 2 Samuel 12, this is the second king, in 12:4, we read that a guest arrived at the home of the rich man, but instead of, this is Nathan telling to David, instead of killing an animal from his own flock or herd, he took the poor man's lamb and killed it and prepared it for his guest. And David was furious. As surely as the Lord lives, he vows, any man who would do such a thing deserves to die. And then he says that he has to repay four lambs to the poor. Then Nathan said to David in 12:7, you are that man. You are that man. We need people like Nathan today to preach from the pulpit. It is difficult to hear these kind of messages because he directly told the king. He risked his life. So he said that you are that man. And then David confessed in the 13th verse. Then David confessed to Nathan. See the difference. I have sinned against the Lord. That is the only verse he said. I have sinned against the Lord. He did not add but, rather, nothing of that sort. He said, I have sinned against the Lord. Hebrews chapter 11, 6 says, it is impossible to please God without faith. It is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to Him must believe that God exists and He rewards those who sincerely seek Him. Now, we are not considering God as a person. This is the problem. We consider Him as a force or a power. Nowadays, power, because you show your hand and you fall back. This is power. This is easy because you do not need to be responsible for your deed. When it is a person, when it's a relationship, a personal relationship, you are accountable. You are accountable for everything that we do. So, if it is a person, you have the commitment and responsibility. I am keeping three questions before you. One, if the God, whether God exists in the meaning and spirit. Whether God exists. It's a question to you. I ask the same question to you. Whether God exists. You will all say, God exists. Yes. The next question is, if you say that God exists, the next question is, do you believe that He is a rewarder? Yes, He is a rewarder. But to what extent He is a rewarder? If He is a rewarder, on what basis He is going to reward you and me? On what basis? What is the basis that He is going to reward? What is the basis? Will He look at our heart and reward us? You want him to look at our own hearts and reward us? Yes or no? Yes or no? Yes? If he looks at our heart, who can be assured that he will be able to reward us? Can you lift your hands? It is our confession that is important. We need to confess before God. Every day, before going to sleep, we have to confess what all things that we have done, which is against God. There might be small, small things, but it is important that we have to do that. Now, we should not cover our sins. We should not cover our sins. Psalms 51:1. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness. This is David again crying and writing. According to your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Then he says, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, cleanse me from my sin. I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. And the personal factor comes here. Against you, you only, I sinned, and done this evil in your sight. What a terrible verse. If we can use this verse every day, against you only I have sinned, and done this evil in your sight. So this is important that we have to confess every day. These four verses we have to confess unto the Lord. Jesus Christ is the only one who can see the weakness of our heart. There is no one, because he came in flesh and blood. And our heart is capable of bringing an Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, or even a Paul. It is capable. We need a relationship with him as a savior and a father. We have to go back to the absolutes in the Bible. The sin has to be exposed. The justice of God should be exerted. And third, the love. When the justice is done, the love should be exerted. And fourthly, the forgiveness should be the fruit. So we should experience, the sin should be exposed, the justice should be exerted, and the love, when the justice is exerted, the love should be experienced, and the fruit will be forgiveness. Where will you see these four things? Sin, justice, love, and forgiveness. Sin, justice, love, and forgiveness. Sin, you have sinned. Where the justice is there for God. Where at the same time, the love that comes. When the judge do the judgment, will he have love? No. The love should be present, and the forgiveness. This is, you cannot see anywhere. It is seen only in one place, that is the hill of Calvary. You see the sin being exposed, and he was crucified. The sin was exposed, our sins were exposed, and then the justice was done on him. He took over, and the love was experienced, and the forgiveness was given to us. He said in Luke 23:34, Father, forgive them, for what they do not do, not know what they do. Forgive them. This is the verse for you. How much you are touched by, not by my words, but we need to submit unto God. Because God wants you, God values you as a very precious person in His kingdom. In His kingdom, you are valuable. God loves you. That is the reason that He yearns. He wants you and your family, your children. Let us all stand up. Let us all pray that, Lord, create in me a new heart. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Let that be a prayer. Let us pray. Father, create in me a new heart. O Lord Father, we pray, O Lord Father, that you create. I cannot create a new heart. Lord, you create a new heart. And let a steadfast spirit be in me. That will, O Father, we pray that all of us over here, Lord, Father, create a clean heart, O God. Father, you can only do that by forgiving our sins. Nobody else can do. I cannot do. I can submit, I can confess, O Lord. Father, we confess this time, O Lord, that, Lord, Father, we confess our sins. All those things that we are giving the priority for the worldly things, the tuitions, the teaching, the working on a Friday. Father, we are so much interested in our future. We are so much interested, and we are sending children by spending too much of money. The investment that we are making, O Lord, Father, it is great, but we are not spending anything, even on a Friday. We are, Father, forgive us, Lord. Forgive us our sins, Lord. Father, forgive us. Talk to each and every heart, O Lord, that you will, Father, make a new heart in them, O Father. Father, we pray, Lord, Father, that you will talk to them, O Father. Father, we thank you, Father. Cast me not away from your presence. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Father, we pray, Lord, cast me not away, Lord. Cast me not away from your presence, O Father. We want your presence, O Lord. Father, we want your presence, O Lord. Let the Holy Spirit dwell in us, and let us show your presence, O Father. Lord, Holy Spirit, we pray, O Lord, Father. Restore the joy of your salvation, O Lord. Restore the joy of the salvation which makes us overcome each and every problem of ours, O Lord, that we will be victorious in this world. We will be victorious. Not that passing each and every test, but, O Lord, Father, we will be victorious in each and every test, O Lord, in each and every trials in our lives, O Lord. Father, we pray, O Lord, Father, we pray as we sing, O Lord, let your glory cover us, O Lord. Father, we sing this song for your glory alone.
Create in me a heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Create in me a heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me.
you can come forward, and the elders and the pastors will be here to pray with you.